Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always. I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious as we take in three deep breaths that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. That breath that renews, that restores, that invigorates, that heals, that energizes. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Take in the life-giving breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly. Before we take our second deep breath in, just bring your attention into your heart space, into that cave, into that sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional. For the next 9 or so minutes, that we are choosing to commune and connect with the ground of being, the source of all that is, the Spirit of God within us. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 85 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. O beloved, how gracious you are to your people. You restore their souls time and time again. You forgive their distractions when they wander far from you. You give them new life. Yes, you bless them and raise up new hope. You awaken their hearts to love. Restore us again, O Spirit of Truth. Burn us with the refining fire of love. We cannot live separated from you. Cast out the demons of fear, doubt, and illusion. Revive us again, we pray. May your people rejoice in you. Have compassion on your people, O Holy One, and grant us your forgiveness. Listen, O people, in the silent chapel of your heart, and the beloved will speak of peace to you, to the hidden saints, to all who turn their hearts to love. Surely new life is at hand for those who reverence love. Oh, that harmony might dwell among the nations. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet righteousness, and peace will embrace one another. Wisdom will spring up from the ground, and truth will look down from the sky. Yes, the eternal giver will grant what is good, and the lands will yield abundantly. Mercy and compassion are love's way. You will guide our footsteps upon the path of peace, as we recognize with open hearts that you are our peace. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing that you are the source of all that is, your omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience is right where we are. You are the source of our peace, our joy, our happiness, our health, our wholeness, our life. As we consciously come into communion and connection with you, we're surrendering all our concerns, our fears, our worries, and rest in the awareness that you've got this. For everything that is disturbing us, distressing us, or causing us to lose courage, we come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. We are yours. In this awareness, in this truth, let us be emboldened to develop and deepen in our trust and faith like never before. To know that for all things and all ways, you've got this. That there is nothing too hard for you to do, where as our teacher said, with God, all things are possible. So in this new year, let us seize the opportunity to deepen, to grow, to evolve, and trust you like never before. To have the faith and confidence that you are unchanging and unchangeable. You are the same yesterday, today, world without end. And so, Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we embody, embrace this truth, let us be emboldened in all that we undertake to do. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we extend our prayers to our loved ones, family, and friends, that we wish the highest and best for them. We extend it beyond our family, friends, to our communities, as we wish for peace and acceptance and brotherhood. And we move beyond our communities to our nation, that has been so divided, that we will come together as a country that is open and welcoming of all its inhabitants. And we move beyond our nation to the world itself, to recognize that there is but oneness, one kind, humankind, that all are a part of you, a part of your life, a part of your expression. We're holding in our hearts specifically all that's happening in Australia, the fires that are burning, the animals that are losing their lives as a result. And also the people in Puerto Rico and all around that area who have been suffering from the effects of the earthquake. And for everywhere across our beautiful globe where there is tragedy happening. We're taking a moment to remember them, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it in every situation, condition, and circumstance. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as you allow these words to permeate and penetrate your soul. And repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal. And unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you breathe in this prayer of intention. And let go. Beloved, I wish you a very happy and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.